such as the following fine folks and cast of characters. That is.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Our dose of why we can't have nice things today. Let us start in Nebraska, all the heartland of America.
Aww.
And Lincoln, Nebraska, no less. And on Easter Sunday, Lord was pulled over and arrested. Not the Lord, but this guy.
It's kind of his day.
Lord O'King. That's his name. Lord O'King. O-K-E-N-G. You'd think that'd get you a little more. No, 32 years old, and he was charged with what ultimately turned out to be his third DUI and a whole lot of other things as he was drunkenly driving the wrong way down a one-way street.
Oh, my gosh. That terrifies
me. On Easter Sunday. Yeah. So they pulled him over, and he reeked, and then the O'King Lord gave an officer, he gave him a permit, not his driver's license, but a permit, which they said dated back to whenever. He's 32. It was his learner's permit from, what, at least over 16, 18 years before?
I was 7, baby. It was a good year.
Holy cow. Plus, he had picked the interlock ignition feature that was installed in his vehicle. That's the thing that's basically you got to breathe into the breathalyzer before it'll even crank. Yeah, he'd hacked that. He was not so happy. He was, quote, belligerent. And Lord O'King on Easter blew a .275, three times the legal limit. He in jail.
Dum, 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 dum. There are very few reasons to risk your freedom. Does a vodka spritzer qualify? Richard Smith of Highlands County, Florida, gonna find out. He's accused of stealing one from a local store and leading police on a chase across town. When I finally caught up with him, Richard did not forget his manners. Actually offered one of the officers one of his drinks. A plus for that. And asked, did you have fun? This little chase? I don't think they agreed. He wound up tased. Got some interesting charges, like aggravated assault, as well as resisting arrest.
Well, he brought enough for the rest of the class.
I know. And he'd be good friends with Lauren. Hey, bestie.
I have a spritzer.
Let's go to Minnesota there in this, in the lovely little haven of Watertown. Ooh.
Look at that.
Okay, that's wrong feature. No. We're doing nice things right now. This guy, 29-year-old unnamed man from Watertown, Minnesota. Over the weekend, there were a bunch of business and storefronts and windows that were just smashed. And then they figured out somebody had thrown antiques and antique statues throughout these various Main Street businesses. They finally tracked it all down with surveillance, and they found this guy, a 29-year-old guy from Watertown, Minnesota, and they booked him. It was him. The damage to the windows was estimated over $2,000. But, of course, it being antiques, the price goes up just because of that.
So there's a lot of things to make a kid's party fun. Hats, cat, cake, ice cream, maybe a superhero.
I'll take
or
a cat.
Some Jell-O shots. Unfortunately, yeah. One mom named Teresa Bernal treated the kiddos to the boozy treats at a class party. Oh. Yeah, this made them all really nauseous. Yeah. One child even passed out after downing 6 shots. He's now facing charges of reckless bodily injury
horrible.
To a child.
That's horrible.
Says, I don't know how the alcohol got in there.
That kid knew what he was doing. That one right there.
Have you
six
ever met
of
those? Yeah, those like 50-year-olds who Ooh. Still do Jell-O shots.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. We're in radio. Yeah.
There's. Yeah, I kind of wonder about their sanity.
Just go floor up. There you go. Well, there's always room for Jell-O, and there's always room for
dum, 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 dum.
More dum-dums. Let's go to Florida. Been there yet. Woman in Florida was arrested after she first impersonated an ICE officer. All to kidnap a woman who had married her ex-boyfriend.
Ugh.
Stop us when this plan seems foolish. LaTrance Battle is being held without bail on multiple charges, including kidnapping, impersonating an officer, and because it's ICE, it now puts it in the federal ranks and a whole lot of other things.
LaTrance.
She's in big trouble after she, this girl had just married, didn't even know her, evidently. Knew of the stories, though, of LaTrance Battle from, her current husband. But the victim was tricked into leaving her job and getting into the ICE impersonator's vehicle. Had all of the badges, or at least something that looked like it. But the victim escaped along the way after figuring out this ain't right.
This is not the real deal.
Contacted actual law enforcement, and they tracked her down. ICE was not needed on this. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Now, this may shock you, but there may not be real cheese in Walmart mac and cheese. Dolores Gay, not happy about this, and has now filed suit against the retail giant for claiming the Great Value brand is not made with real cheddar. She accuses them of using fillers, violating business laws, and misleading people.
Can't do that. Walmart cheese. Dum, 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 dum. And then let us go to California, and this is in Concord, California, which I believe is about a 30-mile drive northeast from San Francisco. But a California golf course has a pretty blunt message for two people that have been several times spotted having an illicit affair in its parking lot. That's right, friends. The Skylinks at Buchanan Fields Golf Course in Concord posted a public plea to the couple on Instagram, describing their vehicle and weekly meetups in a corner of the lot where they think they're not visible, but certainly it's visible. And the golf course says, please stop. If this happens again, we'll drop the footage on our closed circuit security cameras and watch all hell break loose. They're ready to watch it burn. They said, we are a family golf course. We want no part of the illicit activities.
No way.
It's a public service announcement in so many ways. And now this is this post is being followed by a lot of people who are just ready for the tea to be spilt. it's an odd place to hook it. Gives a whole new meaning to the word swingers, though. Dum, 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 dum.